Surah Al-Hijr, verses 80 to 99.
Mention to the believers along with Lut alayhi salam. Continue at ayah number 80 to ayah number 99. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad kadhaba ashabul hijr. The people of Hijr. Hijr, as we said at the beginning of the surah, is a rocky tract, a rocky piece of land. And this was the people of Salih alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Hijr also rejected the messengers of Allah. The basic message of all the prophets of Allah is the same. Tawheed, Risala, Qiyamah. Therefore, rejecting the basic message conveyed by one is equal to rejecting them all. This is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says they rejected the messengers of Allah, whereas they essentially rejected Salih alayhi salam only, who had been sent to them. Ayah number 81, وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا. We gave them our signs, by which Tawheed was established and by which the prophethood of Salih alayhi salam was affirmed. But despite the signs, فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, but they continued to turn away from them. And they eventually hamstrung the camel which Allah had sent for them as a miracle. Ayah number 82, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about their power and might. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. And they carved out homes in the mountains, buyutan aminin, living securely, and they lived securely therein, and they were protected. They would carve their homes out of mountains, and the remnants are available till this day. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ. So the blast of a terrifying sound seized them suddenly one morning, and that was 3 days after they destroyed the camel, or they harmed the camel of Allah. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And their skill was of no avail to them. They were destroyed whilst residing in such strong homes, and they had no idea that they could be destroyed in the manner in which destruction befell them. And we come to the last portion of the surah, ayah 85 to 99, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned those who rejected him. They said, innaka lamajnoon, you are a madman, na'udhu billah. They said, we will never believe in the Quran. So ayah number 85.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not be distressed by their rejection and opposition to you. Their case will be dealt with on the day of judgment, regarding which we say to you that مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We have not created the heavens and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and all that is between them, إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except for a great purpose. The purpose is that by reflecting on the greatness of these creations, they are able to acknowledge the oneness of Allah and His omnipotence, and this should lead them to His worship and obedience. Those who fail to recognize Allah and who fail to submit to Him after seeing His great signs in the heavens and the earth, they will be taken to task. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةً. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and the last hour, as-sa'ah, the last hour is surely coming, and everyone will meet his or her fate. فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. So cease to be distressed and overlook their evil and harm gracefully. As-safha al-jameel, gracefully, without complaining about it. Inna rabbaka huwa al-khallaq al-alim. And exercise sabr and overlook, because indeed your Lord is the great creator. Allah is al-khallaq. He is khaliq, He is khallaq, also the great creator. And He is also al-alim. He is all-knowing. Since He has created everything, He is well aware of everything. He is aware of your sabr, and He is likewise aware of their opposition to you. He will reward you for the hardship you endure, and He will deal with them in due course. Ayah number 87, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي. And focus not on the negative events and the manner in which they distress you. Instead, consider our great favors and the honor we have bestowed upon you. So, آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي. We have given you great blessings, of which is 7 verses often recited and repeated in every salah. سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي. And which on account of its comprehensiveness, Surah Fatiha, it could almost be referred to as Wal-Qur'an al-Azim, the great Qur'an which is given to you. Consequently, the 7 verses of Surah Fatiha are also known as Ummul Qur'an, the essence of the Qur'an. So reflecting on your blessings would cause you to be delighted instead of being sorrowful and grieving. Ayah number 88, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. And do not ever strain your eyes resentfully or regretfully at the short-lived worldly benefits which we have bestowed upon them, upon the Jews, Christians, and the disbelievers. Why? It is a fleeting enjoyment which will end soon and be forgotten forever. Do not be resentful or feel bitter about them having the temporary pleasures of this world, whilst they defy Allah and rebel against Him, nor be regretful about how it deters and distracts them from believing in Allah and embracing Iman. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And do not grieve upon them for their disbelief. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And lower your wing of mercy and compassion for the people of Iman by focusing your energies and resources on benefiting them. وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ. As for the disbelievers, do not be too occupied with worry and concern over them, and simply say to them, أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ. I am indeed a warner who warns you in no unambiguous terms, that the punishment will overcome you. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ. And the promised punishment can befall you at any time. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا. Just as we cause punishment to descend upon those who were divisive. أَلَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Those who divided the divine scripture into portions, accepting what suited them and rejecting what they disapproved of. The Jews and Christians were guilty of this, and divine wrath overtook them in many cases. Therefore, it could be that punishment overtakes you in this world too, but if not, then surely in the after. And say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَوَرَبِّكْ. By the oath of your Lord, لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. We shall question each one of them on that day. The first and the last of them will be summoned before Allah without exception. عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And they will be questioned about the actions they had been doing, and they will be punished accordingly. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ. So go on. Number 94. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ. So go on and openly convey what you have been commanded to convey. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And ignore the polytheists if they choose not to listen. Do not be grieved about it at all. Similarly, do not have fear, even though those who oppose you may be great in number. Ayah number 95 and 96 go together. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. These disbelievers oppose you, and they oppose Allah too. So they set up other gods along with Allah, and they mock you. We will certainly suffice you against those who mock you, and they will soon come to know the outcome of their kufr and mockery. Ayah 97, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And indeed we are aware that your heart is distressed on account of what they say, on account of their rejection of Allah and mockery of you. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So since it is natural to feel constrained by it, the solution is that you glorify your Lord, بِحَمْدِكَ, with His praise. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And be of those who observe salah diligently. Dhikr and salah will dispel all the distress and constraint that you feel. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And continue to worship your Lord till death overcomes you and you are steadfast upon His worship and obedience. That is the summary of this ruku. Let us do the tilawat, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كذب أصحاب الحجر المرسلين وآتيناهم آياتنا فكانوا عنها معرضين وكانوا ينحتون من الجبال بيوتا آمنين فأخذتهم الصيحة مصبحين فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وإن الساعة لآتية فاصفح الصفح الجميل إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين وقل إني أنا النذير المبين كما أنزلنا على المقتسمين الذين جعلوا القرآن عضين فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين إنا كفيناك المستهزئين الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.